Well, the council met virtually yesterday with almost no one actually in City Hall. They knew some of the most significant events of recent weeks have occurred right out front on Niagara Square as city police squared off with protesters. As police officials watched from near the top of the new headquarters, sometimes police and protesters took a knee together and sometimes it turned violent. That included last Thursday when a local activist was put in the hospital after an incident with two officers who now face felony assault charges. Council Majority Leader and retired cop David Rivera says cops face punishment for a bad record.
If you use physical force that isn't warranted, that they can go into your file. If you have a number of cases in your file, they can go into your file and it can be used against you. And that is a deterrent, believe it or not. When I went through the academy, I was shaken by things that can happen, the negative things that can happen to a police officer if they do the wrong thing.
That's particularly true now as Albany works to release the long security lock on records of police misconduct and discipline. That would open all information about an officer, from children to bad behavior to public view. That's supported in the council. Instead of past attitudes that police leadership could decide when it would attend the Police Oversight Committee, council members want such a meeting within days, not on the scheduled July 28th. There would also be four meetings a year, not the customary two. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.